This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
After leaving teaching because of some serious burnout, she vowed to build the community she wished existed when she needed it most. She went from classroom teacher to an educational consultant, instructional designer, and six-figure business owner. Now, she's here to help you achieve happiness and work-life balance, whether inside or outside the classroom. Come join our discussion as we talk about managing teacher burnout, career transitions outside the classroom, starting a side hustle, and everything in between. Here's your host of the Teacher Career Coach Podcast and your new personal cheerleader, Daphne Gomez.
Welcome to the Teacher Career Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Daphne Williams. I remember the very first day I decided to take my teacher's paid teacher store seriously. I had left the classroom about 3 months prior and was working in a new role as an educational consultant, and I had this fire inside of me. I had more time and energy, and the world started to make me feel full of possibilities again. The last year of working in a really toxic school environment had totally beat me down, but now I was starting to explore all of my, new possibilities. I had been researching passive income businesses, and I wanted to create my own. I sat down and I mapped out a strategy to starting my own Teachers Pay Teachers store. Flash forward to present day, and my TPT store, Kenton Approved Curriculum, has over 275 products in it, and it earns me a few thousand dollars per month. Now, if you are unemployed or looking for a new job and need income as soon as possible, I need you to skip this episode. Seriously. Come back to it when you have a stable position and an income source and you want to add a new passion project to your plate, but this is not something that's going to get you rich overnight. Because take it from me, I invested time, a lot of time, like 20 to 30 hours per week, into this Teachers Pay Teachers store without seeing any return on it. You need to learn and study and grow and create for hours and maybe even months before you're going to start earning income. Jonathan, my fiance, asked me to set up a time frame until I was planning on maybe walking away from this project. I told him that I wanted to have a certain number of high-quality products in my store before I ultimately gave up, and that number was somewhere between 50 and 75. Well, I remember the very first month that I made $1,000 in a single month, and he was so proud of me for sticking with it and figuring it out, but I was also really proud of myself. So this is not an overnight thing by any means, but it does bring a lot of intrinsic motivation to be able to prove to yourself that you can do it. Passive income usually means that you have to work hard up front to create the revenue sources that will continue to pay off when you're too busy to work on them later, like during the school year. Other passive income streams would be blogging, creating YouTube videos, digital courses, ebooks, etc. You know, things that may even continue to earn you income or your family income even after you pass away. Truthfully, as of right now, I haven't focused on my Teachers Pay Teachers store or added new products in over a year, but it still continues to bring me in a few thousand dollars per month consistently. In this episode, I'm going to cover some of the basics for those looking to earn income from selling products on TPT. First, let's start with the basics. Why start a TPT store at all? Well, first, you can earn extra money, which is a no-brainer, and you're also learning new skills. It's a fun, creative outlet, and you know that you can create something that teachers need, like a classroom management activity or a time-saving resource. And that feels good at the end of the day to know that you supported teachers by creating something they wanted. And while we're talking about the skills, it is some legit resume building experience if you're looking for roles in education companies or content or curriculum development. Imagine on your resume being able to honestly say the following: that you design, implement, and publish educational content and resources with over 100 units sold to date. You perform all sales and marketing responsibilities with a focus on content branding, digital marketing, email campaigns, and even copywriting. This is just a few of the many bullets I was able to add to my resume because I started selling on Teachers Pay Teachers. This is what helped me get noticed when applying for higher paying positions, and I even used it to leverage my experience when I got my role as an instructional designer. I use PowerPoint to create the resources, and I actually have a YouTube video that I'm going to add to this episode's transcript that shows you how to create resources using PowerPoint. All of those cute drawings and images are called clip art, and you just drag and drop them onto your PowerPoint wherever you want them to go. And you might already be familiar with PowerPoint because you use it to create resources for your classroom. It's an amazing tool, and you can create printable and digital resources and tools for teachers using it. But if you're going to make one investment into your Teachers Pay Teachers store, a subscription to PowerPoint is my recommendation. Even though you may already have access through your school to PowerPoint, just be aware that districts don't always look kindly to teachers using their software for business ventures. And it's not as simple as just adding the clip art to the PowerPoint. You'll also want to make sure that the clip art is giving you commercial use licensing. That means that you're able to actually use the clip art to sell resources using those clip art. And the clip art itself needs to be flattened onto the PowerPoint so that other people can't steal it and use it on their own resources. These are all things that you can learn to do very easily, but just best practices, knowing it right up front. You'll want to determine a niche or an area of focus for your Teachers Pay Teachers store. It can be a grade level or a type of curriculum to start. The reason why you pick a niche is because it becomes much easier for others to figure out what your store is selling and understand that you have the resources that they're looking for. For example, if you had one high school level art resource and one fifth grade math resource, it would be hard for people to know what to expect from you. But if you have all fifth grade materials or all art materials for different grades, people know that they can consistently shop your store for those types of resources. So pick a niche, and I definitely recommend that your niche is something that you're already an expert in and something that you're passionate about creating. I personally have niched in upper elementary resources that have modeled the same types of resources I enjoyed using in my own classroom. My store, Kitten Approved Curriculum, specializes in upper elementary project-based learning and fun math games. My project-based learning activities have been my best sellers, and in case you were wondering, I named my store Kitten Approved Curriculum because of my cat Margie, who I rescued in the parking lot of a school that I worked at. When you're creating your resources and your niche, you want to have freebies that align with the types of great resources you're going to have in your store. So, for example, I have freebies for project-based learning and freebies for third, fourth, and fifth grade math games that I've created. And I can link these in this episode's show notes if you want to see an example or if you happen to teach these grades and want to use them in your own classroom. The freebies should be between 1 and 10 pages, and you want to create your paid content to be something that's truly valuable for teachers. There are some resources that I know personally I would never pay for, and some resources that I remember paying up to $10 just to save me the time or because they were so helpful or fun for my students. You want to create resources that you can charge over $3 for. And depending on the grade level or type of resource, the page amount you include can vary for that. The reason you want to charge over $3 is because Teachers Pay Teachers takes a larger cut for checkouts that are under $3, And honestly, it's just a better return on your time investment in general. If an item takes you one day to create and you sell it 100 times for $1, let's say you earn $100. If you sell it 100 times and it's $3, that's $300. The difference between $1 and $3 items may just mean adding some additional value for teachers, like a grading rubric or a follow-up extension activity, but it helps make this worth your time as well. Another thing that you need to know about is copyright. You don't want to copy things from your curriculum that you use at school. You don't want to copy things from pages out of popular novels without knowing all the ins and outs of copyright. You need to be creating your own unique materials here and steer clear of creating even your own original resources around trademarked or copyrighted names like popular movies or cartoons. So, for example, don't make a reading passage using Harry Potter references and call it a Harry Potter reading activity. You can create a reading passage about wizards and call it a wizard reading activity. If you look on Teachers Pay Teachers, a lot of sellers do get away with copyright violations for a while, but I don't want you to create a lot of resources and start to earn revenue only to have your store flagged as a copyright violation that Teachers Pay Teachers eventually asks you to take down. And lastly, yes, you will need to invest some money. You're going to want to buy clip art that is for commercial use, and you do want to pay even the premium seller fees for Teachers Pay Teachers. Yeah, a free account on Teachers Pay Teachers is a great place to start. And in my opinion, you don't need to purchase the paid seller's account until you're serious about selling on Teachers Pay Teachers consistently. However, purchasing the seller's account was one of the best motivators for me. And I don't know why you would put any effort into this project without taking it seriously enough to want to earn the $70 back. It's wild how our money mindset works. I remember struggling to spend that $70 on the Teachers Pay Teachers seller's fees also, and it paid for itself within a few months and has just been building and building revenue since. But now, after I've started to understand investing in myself and my business, I easily invest thousands of dollars into programs because I know how much they'll save me time. Online businesses are great because they have such low overheads. And Teachers Pay Teachers is a great place to dive in and get your feet wet and get some experience in this world. For example, if I wanted to start my own restaurant, I would have to purchase equipment, food, pay for a staff, a sign, rent a space. There are a lot of risks with starting a business that costs so much money up front. But online businesses only really require a small fraction of that cost. And for me, anytime I spend money on something for my business, it helps ensure that I push myself to make it pay for itself. So if you spend $20 on clip art, make a goal to earn $200 on the products you create with it. This is going to help you gain more confidence and understanding of how and when to spend money on your own personal and professional goals. So this was a really short episode, and I know I covered a lot, but there is a lot more to build a successful store on Teachers Pay Teachers. And if you're serious and want to hit the ground running, I've created a course that's going to teach you the ins and outs. What you need to do when you are titling your products to what cover pages should look like. I call this course Teachers Pay Teachers Business School. We'll go over everything from the very basics of getting started to even creating a free lead magnet. I'll go from pricing to a deep dive into prioritization, gaining a following, and using tools to grow your business. I've created a link for Teachers Pay Teachers Business School at teachercareercoach.com/TPT. And if you enjoyed this episode, I also recommend that you check out episode 10, 5 Reasons Why You Should Start Your Side Hustle. I also interview Teachers Pay Teachers full-time author Sarah Forst on episode 14, and I share more of my personal story on episode 17. Thank you so much for being a listener and a friend to this community, and I'll see you on the very next episode of the Teacher Career Coach podcast.